Merrily Howard has been answering a lot of phone calls recently.
Good morning, Learning Express.
She's the assistant manager at Learning Express in Cahaba Heights. And most of the phone calls boil down to this.
No, sir, we are out right now.
It's call after call wanting to know if they have silly bands, these little rubber bracelets.
It's been 5 minutes, and I think you've gotten 4 calls about
Yes, so it's insane. Yeah, I mean, it's constant.
Because of the constant calls, Howard keeps the phone in the pocket of her purple apron as she moves about the toy store. To call silly bands popular is an understatement.
We'll get a shipment in, and we will sell out within an hour. So it's insane. I mean, we literally sell out as quickly as they come in.
The bracelets may be the hot commodity among children to collect or trade, but parents, they're in on it too.
And we've called stores, gotten on waiting lists.
Waiting lists?
Yes. Sad to say, but yes. Weeks long.
Kay Lynn George has purchased a few packs of silly bands for her fifth grade daughter, Elena. Elena George lines up part of her collection on her family's kitchen table.
I got the rhino and the giraffe, the duck, my favorite, a dolphin, because a dolphin's my favorite animal.
Some schools have taken notice, too.
Miss Clyburn, my teacher, she says if we don't have them on our wrist, she takes them away, but I haven't had that done to me before.
Exactly where or how this fad started isn't clear. Merrily Howard at Learning Express says customers started requesting the bracelets last spring. It died down over the summer, and then demand exploded when the new school year began. Parenting blogs have taken note of the trend across the Southeast. The silly bands themselves are made by an Ohio-based company, Brainchild Products. The craze has seemed to cause headaches for this 5-person company. In an email, the company owner described the atmosphere as crazy. And when it came to trying to do an interview, even a scheduled interview, this is what always happened.
This mailbox is currently full and cannot receive new messages.
Sean McGowan tracks the toy industry for Needham & Company. He says silly bands remind him of other crazes, such as Webkinz or Beanie Babies. And fads like these are driven primarily by two things, the perception of originality and scarcity. For toy companies, trying to catch this lightning in a bottle depends on answering a potentially unanswerable question.
Why is this thing so popular in the first place? It's always easier in hindsight to look back and say, yeah, I know why it sold, but most of the time you really have no idea.
McGowan says if you can identify what is driving sales, a company might be able to extend a fad. It could also hold back supply to create scarcity. But really, there are no rules of thumb. While McGowan says a toy maker can't manufacture a fad reliably, it can go about it strategically.
If you have a group of creatively minded people who are in touch with sort of the popular culture, then you percolate some ideas that might work. You're probably going to be able to more likely come up with something in that environment. However, you know, the mythology of I invented this in my garage is always going to hold. And I mean, frankly, that's where a lot of ideas do come from.
Whatever the origin of silly bands, they have their hold on many Birmingham children, including Elena George. How long will they last?
I have no idea. Probably until a new craze comes along, and then I might start collecting those.
Seems a safe bet. And Sean McGowan's prediction for what comes next? Little toy hamsters.
Zuzu Pets hamsters make outrageous sounds and explore on their own. Where will your Zuzu zoom?
More incessant calls to stores, more waiting lists? Perhaps. You just never know for sure. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.